Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4:47, up a quarter on the open. December 4:60, down one. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 361.5, down 2 on the open. December, 382, down 1. March, 399, down 1.5. May, 409, down 2. July, 415.5, down 2 on the open. September corn opened at 217.5, down 1.5 on the open. December, 233.5, down 2. March, 248.5, down 1.25. May, 258, down 1.25. July, 267, down 1. September, 274.5, down 1.25. Red line, December, 284.5, down 1 on the open. September oats opened at 176.75, unchanged on the open. December, 186.25, up 1.25. September soybeans opened at 551, down a half on the open. November, 564, down a half. January, 577, down a quarter. March, 585, down a half. May, 593, down 1.5. July, 603.5, unchanged on the open. September soybean meal opened at 161, up 50 on the open. October, 161.50, down 10. September soybean oil opened at 24.82, down 2 on the open. October, 25.10, down 1. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 115.42.5, down 15 on the open. September, 116.20, down 7.5. October, 117.05, down 17.5 on the open. August live cattle opened at 87.50, up 40 on the open. October, 91.70, down 35. December, 90.75, down 15. October lean hogs opened at 65.70, down 2.5 on the open. December, 62.62.5, unchanged. February, 62.25, down 7.5. April, 62.50, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A meeting last night indicator well received, I thought.
Yes, you folks did a great job. Thank you to you and Ed as well, and special thanks to Coach Weber as well. What a neat speech he gave.
He sure did. Very entertaining guy, very honest guy, I believe, as
well.
Yeah,
he sure is.
And we have a meeting tomorrow at the West Lafayette Conference Center at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and Ed Kieser and I will be along with you and Tom Fritz and Lee Goss and also Chuck Shelby, I believe.
Yeah, you know, Fritz from EFG came down last night, and he had a lot of information we hadn't heard about the side-by-side trade, and I think the folks there at the meeting got a lot out of it because that's such a new thing, and it's an interesting deal, isn't it?
It very well is, and in fact, if you would like to hear that Outlook meeting, it is already posted up on our website. Go to WILOAG.org, page on down to the green area where it says Ag Radio On Demand, and if you keep going down that area on the left-hand column, you will eventually see agricultural outlook panels. You can go ahead and click on that. It's a real media file there for you, and it's well worth your listening. Anytime you can hear traders out of Chicago talk about the markets, well worth your time, I think.
Agreed.
Let's go ahead and look at the markets today. A softer tone today all across the complexes at the Chicago Board of Trade. And there's no and insight to where we might be seeing some bottoms based on the weekly action.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the confidence has been lost. I think that's the longs that wanted to come into this market. Their confidence has really been shot, and you know, the probably the biggest leader in that in the grain pits is the wheat. The wheat just could not generate and stimulate a rally. I was surprised by the range in wheat yesterday, and surprised at the fact that we had, you know, a 10-cent change from the opening to the close to the downside, and that the funds were sellers of, you know, probably around 3,000 contracts from what it sounded like. And so you've got the wheat, you know, being hit by the uncertain export demand. India and Egypt and our key players all this week, we just haven't found out that much more than we knew earlier this week. And I think the mindset in Chicago would be, well, we don't know any more than we did. That's not a good sign. Let's go ahead and take our money off the table before it gets worse. And, you know, you throw on top of that a little bit more weather coming into the southern plains with some rain scattered. And then you have the outside markets too, Dave. There's continuation of fund liquidation. It's a big issue, and it's something that we really have to look at and say, what else happened that week that the USDA came out with their report? It wasn't just a yield report from USDA that's caught this market by the tail now. It's a weaker demand since the and a fear of inflation turning to recession, you know, returning since the Federal Reserve did cause the market to stumble because of their rate pause. They just didn't continue on their inflation beating path, and they paused because the market is a little bit nervous now. So it's a tight ship right now as far as when's this thing going to turn. I guess the best thing we would say is, what brings confidence back? Well, right now, moving averages, we got to get back up above 243.5 in the Dease corn. We got to get back up above the 200-day moving average in the Dease wheat, and then the confidence will come back.
I want to hammer on that wheat just a little bit more, because this morning, the September contract had a low of 360, which means it has violated the March lows. It's 362.25, and I'm wondering, does that mean that we might have to go down to the January lows to find the bottom of this market?
It very well could. I think we're in more of a camp that the September contract in the Chicago wheat is going to put a major low in, that's gaining steam. We feel stronger and stronger about that with the market turning negative here and now. You asked a heck of a good question during the panel discussion last night about the corn and why, you know, the corn won't bottom and when will it bottom. And, you know, I obviously and always turn it back to the wheat, but right now you've got the Toledo wheat price at a dollar under the Board of Trade, and you've got the Gulf price at 20 cents over. You've got a $1.20 spread between Toledo and the Gulf price for soft red wheat, and by our figures and calculations and talking to some good commercial contacts out there this week, that's going to cost between 70 and 75 cents to get a rail car down there. So why aren't they trying to lock in that 50 cents? And the short answer is because July 07 wheat is another 54 cents more than what the September is right now. So why not hold it? Because you're guaranteed another 54 cents in carry. That all translates back to the corn. We've got to see the cash market bottom in these complexes and the basis firm and the spreads narrow before the commercials are going to start moving product. And then once the commercials start moving product, the Board of Trade will see that there is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Certainly, when you look at that December corn chart from a technical standpoint and look at pricing action, you might think that there might be another dime to the downside, not looking for a low for the harvest, but just as a retracement.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, you've got a dime to the downside and a dime to the upside in terms of both downside retracement and upside retracement. And what's that mean? That means it's a grinding market. And it also means it's a directionless market, and it also means that the market wants to suck in longs to be able to chew them up again and spit them back out again. And so that's what we're faced with right now until we get the cash market to bottom. But, Dave, I tell you, it's interesting because this may sound very simplistic, but we learned one thing this year, that no matter how big the funds get and no matter how powerful they get and the ability for them to cause the exchange to go to a side-by-side and electronic trading platform because of their side, no matter that, be that as it may, it still boils down to the cash market, the basis, the spreads. They are the ones, and they are always going to be the ones, in our view anyway, that are going to stimulate markets like 1988 or 1996. The volume thrown at the markets by the funds, the record open interest the funds gave us, helped a few
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mike.
You bet, Dave. Thanks again.
Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. 10 o'clock Central Time, and in the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.